peonies because this heat is going to just kill those blossoms. It's just going to,
right? They're so beautiful. It just wilts them
and they're so pretty. So as I'm running around the yard clipping peonies, Rocco, I forgot to bring you a bouquet, damn it.
Oh, yeah. You were going to bring me a bouquet?
Well, I brought Julia one and I gave all the ladies here, with the exception of Bea Arthur, a peony and a cup because I ran out of them. I should have grabbed some more, but I'm running all over the yard, you know, clipping them because I just know this heat this weekend is just going to zap wilt them. And I don't know if you know this, Rocco, but Casey is an artist. He does mosaic tile work. He's made benches and beautiful mirrored frames and more benches. And
did you send him the photo of the dresser that we saw in Vegas?
Not yet, but okay. He redid this bench that he gave me like maybe a few years ago for our anniversary. Okay. He'd left out over the winter and it had gotten just all beat up. So he redid it and it just looks beautiful and it's in a great place in our yard. And as I'm running around finding my peonies, I
knock over the bench.
I realized that our bench has been used as a killing bench, and there's a
squirrel
shredded bird that's been killed.
I love it that it's a killing bench.
It's a killing bench.
As one has in the city neighborhood. Oh, we've just got our own killing bench.
And I see this shredded bird, and there has been this very suspicious cat.
Hawk or something? Oh, it's a new cat. The cat killer in the neighborhood died.
Butter Patch has passed away, and I don't know if this is the new killer cat, but it makes me long for
the
Butter
old one?
Patch, because this cat is black and white and orange and has wild hair.
Oh, geez.
Very creepy.
It sounds like Sebastian the cat or something.
He's very creepy, and I haven't seen him around, but obviously he used my beautiful bench as a killing bench to destroy and shred a bird, and now I am all worried about the two tiny baby bunnies that are in our yard that are like Toya, they're so little. They're like the size of a one-year-old shoe.
Oh, cute.
They are so cute.
So you have new cat issues. You've got a new prowler in the neighborhood.
I'm going to be real vigilant tonight, mm-hmm. and I think I might put some red hot chili flakes on my killing bench. Not sure what that will do, but I do know.
Do you think this is a neighbor's cat or is it just a wild cat?
No, this is someone's killer cat that likes my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Casey would wish that they would direct that energy towards the squirrels.
I would too.
But they do not.
Why aren't they attracted to squirrels? That would make everything easier.
The squirrel will take it down.
Yeah, the squirrel will take it down.
And it can jump or who knows. But I mean, I just said to Casey, I said, there's been a killing on our bench and you're going to have to clean that up.
There's nothing worse.
Oh,
I know. Now, Rocco, does the new puppy have a streak for liking to put things in its mouth that it shouldn't?
Yes, a lot of shoes.
What's the name again?
Chico.
Oh, Chico. I was going to say Chavez, but I knew it was something. I knew it was something with the
Latino
feet,
or something.
Yeah. Okay, so shoes. Oh, puppies love the shoes.
Oh, my gosh, the shoes and the slippers. It's crazy.
Has anybody lost anything?
Nothing
golden
yet. Although I should show you my work badge. He took some.
Let me see. Hang it up. Oh, yeah.
There's like some.
Okay, I see it.
Yeah.
Someone's been at that.
Yeah. But he's fun. And we're looking to go get him like a little kiddie pool to survive the heat.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. We'll see if he likes that. But yeah, it's fun because he's finally like taking walks and stuff. He's only like, you know, a couple months old. So
cute. Lori, do you remember? I remember. Okay. I still remember the brown pair of Via Spiga shoes that I bought at Soldati's.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
let's go downtown
Minneapolis. Soldati's, remember, we're just the shoe heaven right across from Dayton's.
Yes.
And I have these cute brown loafers that I spent like $200 for. And I thought that is big money back in the day. And the dog went at them, and I'm like,
wrecked them.
Because they're leather bottoms and everything. I was like, I hate it.
So good.
Yeah.
But that does
the doggies liked my shoes.
Yeah.
They like do they like your wife's more than you, the female scent?
The feminine.
I don't know. I think he likes mine.
Ou de toe? You
know, he likes my shoes a lot, I guess.
Oh, it's just the first of many things that you'll find eaten up by a puppy.
Mm. Yeah. And then, what else happened today?
I should get a killing bench, though.
The killing bench.
I've never even heard of such a thing, Lori. Of course you are. It's not a posing thing. It's a killing bench.
Well, I don't
comes
like
up with
that
such
it,
a name.
I don't like that it became that, but what else do you see when you see a mound of feather and bones in the middle of the bench?
It's a killing bench.
It's a killing bench, mm-hmm. And a cat sat there. And
they wouldn't sit there. They wouldn't bring the bird up there. Do you think Casey put it there just to get it off the
yard? No. The cat was killed on the bench. It is now a killing bench. Or a bird was killed on the
bench. Will you be able to sit on it again?
Let's just say that I've put my cowbell right outside the door because this cat is so sure of itself that scram doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't. You need a cowbell. Is it the Mai Tai cowbell?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, it works for bears and city cats.
Because I wanted the Mai Tai bear bell. It's funny. Okay, so just to update you guys, what's happening in the tennis world, the French Open is going on. We are in the third round today.
Who else dropped out? Now another woman dropped out into pizza. Oh. The Greek guy had a fit about a bag.
Oh, I've missed those two things.
Julia, I rely on you. I only want to give you the headline, and then I want you to fill in the rest of the blank.
It's Sissy Pads, not Sapizza.
Okay, but he's very cute. But
he's
a
beautiful
big,
Greek guy.
But he's got a big temper.
I didn't. He was so calm. Fit. I didn't even know this because Roger was who I was watching. Roger Federer is making his comeback after being away for 19 months.
A comeback. That's he's, a new way
he's
of
making
saying
a comeback.
A comeback.
He's 39 years old, the same age as Serena. So both.
That's how they say it in Switzerland.
Yes. Right?
A comeback.
Yes.
A loop around.
Has he won the French Open for
beautiful.
A while?
He didn't play for 19 months. He had two knee surgeries. He's 39, so he's the elder statesman, and Serena Williams is the elder gal.
Yeah.
They're both 39.
And did they win, or you don't want to say?
I won't say, but just say, I will say it was good.
Okay.
But I didn't know about the other thing.
Tits a pizza had a fit.
No, say it again.
Tits a pizza.
What? It's Sissy Pats. I still can't say Djokovic.
Djokovic.
That's the one I can't say, but Sissy Bats I can say.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful Greek name.
Oh,
the
he's
way it's
beautiful.
Spelled, it's T-I-T-S-I-S-P-A-T.
He's beautiful.
He's very beautiful, but he had a very big fit about a bag that was on the court or something.
Oh.
But that's all the further I read.
All right, that's all the further you got into it.
I just thought Julie will know the story.
And I don't.
You don't know the story.
Which is sad.
When we come back, we have the story. We have two stories we can't get enough of. One involves Rihanna. One involves Beyonce. Get in your position to hear this story, whatever that may be. Walking, listening to the app, laying...
Driving,
laying down in your bed. Maybe sitting outside on your patio, enjoying the delicious heat.
Oh, this is our weather, Rocco. We couldn't be happier.
Love it.
Love the heat.
Okay, so Rihanna has made fashion and music history. First of all, take a look at her on the cover of Vogue Italy. She's back to having kind of a feathery pixie. It's amazingly cute. She has on it almost looks like a peignoir ball gown. So it looks like negligee and a ball gown. And then these lace-up sandals.
That wrap
ribbons.
All the way up, which are
so sexy.
So hot.
So sexy.
She's so pretty.
She is in she is wearing Savage X Fenty lingerie.
Fenty.
So Fenty, that is the look. Lingerie ball gown. It's amazing. Anyway.
Now, really, when is the last time, Laura, you brought lingerie?
The last time I bought, you know what? I always buy a pretty robe, and I buy a little nightgown and robe, like something sexy silk for vacation.
Every time you go
in February, like I like to get something, and I like to surprise Casey with, you know, just something.
A lingerie ball gown. I love how you're describing the new look.
Yeah, well, this is
kind of nice.
Rihanna. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
But and I've had I find stuff at Nordstrom, and I don't know. I think this was the first year that I didn't buy anything, and I have really pretty kind of tropical kind of see-through. I bought one once in Positano.
Yes.
This kind of cotton linen one, you know, but then Casey shrunk one of the pieces. Anyway, I like to buy. I think they're really nice. On a vacation, you laughed at me in Vegas. You know, I brought a robe and a...
She had her own...
Robe and a nightgown, Rocco. Yeah.
What is it called?
A peignoir set.
Peignoir set, or, you know.
Nice.
Just kind of... I like something...
Wispy and silky. You know...
You never know when you're going to be parade in silhouette around. On a balcony with the sunlight shining through the daylight.
And the Bellagio fountain coming up right in front of you.
Or wherever, yes. You know? And there, it's not... Like, I just think when you're, like, on a sexy vacation, it's sexier sometimes to put on than the big hotel
room. I would agree 100%. It's great to have your own stuff.
Yeah, just kind of pretty. And I am a fan of the sheer see-through daylight kind of a thing. You know, I like to give Casey cheap thrills wherever I can. Rocco, I'm thinking of my man.
Rocco, did you look at this picture of Rihanna?
I did. There's a handful of them, right?
Yeah, Are you talking about the one on the cover?
Yeah, the one with the, I'm looking at the Instagram, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see the one where she's all layered with a bunch of weird jackets and shirts?
She looks like Joey, which we saw that Friends episode when he piles on all the clothes.
Yes,
What's up, guys? It's Kehlani, and I'm here with my incredible...
Oops. Yeah,
That was funny.
Yeah, because that's fresh in our mind because they did a clip from the Friends reunion of Joey putting on all the clothes.
That was hysterical.
That's what she looks like. But the lingerie one, so the cover, and it's just absolutely beautiful. And her beau, ASAP Rocky, is on the cover of GQ. And
looking
he said
H-O-T.
She was the one. And he's so crazy about her. But Rihanna now joins Madonna as the only, they're the only two women singers, performers, if you will, to achieve the cover of the big four in Vogue history. So that's American
Beyonce
Vogue. Nope. Rihanna and Madonna. That means you've been on the cover of American Vogue, British Vogue, Vogue Paris, and Vogue Italia.
So those are the four.
Those are considered the big four.
The quattro.
Yeah.
As it were. Okay.
Yeah. So I always forget that Vogue Paris is called that. Where, you know, you got American Vogue, British Vogue, but it's not called Parisian Vogue or
it's just
French Vogue,
Vogue.
It's called Vogue Paris.
And
then Vogue Italia. And I think maybe all the other European countries are Vogue, whatever it is.
Okay, got it.
So they're the only two singers to have that Vogue honor, just for the fashionistas out there keeping score.
All right.
And then speaking of, though, Beyonce, it's only a matter of time before one of those three go, because I think she's been on American, British. Maybe Beyonce, it's either Paris or Italia. They're contacting her today. She's going to need some time to digest that she's the third.
Exactly.
You know, but Seth Meyers is making the rounds. And I apologize. I cannot remember what it is that he's making the rounds for, because his show is off this week. So he must have.
I'm looking it up.
He's producing something.
Seth Meyer News.
Because he's been on all over the place. He's just giving delightful interviews, and he gives good couch. And this is from the Today Show, where he reveals an awkward Beyonce meeting. I think, what's his name? Carson Daly is giving us this.
Okay, here we go.
All right, next up, Seth Meyers, the late night host, recently stopped by the Kelly Clarkson show, and the two chatted about the legendary SNL 40. It was an anniversary special a few years ago, talking about squeezing through that star-studded crowd. He went to see Prince perform at the party, and Seth revealing how a quick run-in with Beyonce left him at a loss for words.
Never think of, like, famous people going like this. Excuse me. But it was so densely packed. And I was doing the excuse me, and then just came like, you know, my face came like this close to Beyonce. And our eyes met, and I just was like, pretty cool party, right? And she said, yeah. And then we just kept going. Like the momentum took us away. And my wife said, wow, you really, really killed that interaction.
It'd be like something I'd say to you. Good job, Lori. You made an impression. That's so, you can see that though.
Completely.
I know.
Like, what do you say? And talk about an epic party. Remember when that happened?
Yes.
And And it was like broadcast. We saw some of it. And we were just like, oh my God, that must have been the most incredible party when the cameras were off, because it was everybody. It was music, news, you know, acting, the SNL world. It had really kind of, it had like the A-list from every segment of entertainment.
Yes, it did. To celebrate that. Yeah. And then, you know, kind of on that thing, Seth Rogen also recalled having a bad encounter. And he said he was at the Grammy Awards, and he recalled Beyonce was sitting with Gwyneth Paltrow, and he suddenly thought to himself, I've got to go say hi, like we do sometimes, pretending these people must know us.
They want to meet us.
Let's just go say hi. So he goes and he says, my instinct just took over. I run over to them, and I was hit so hard by her security guard that I spilled the drink. I was drinking a screwdriver, which is a bad drink, and I deserve what I got.
She wouldn't have known who he was.
No, he said, I was humiliated, and I didn't even get to meet her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine what we'd ever do to meet Beyonce.
Well, I think, like, remember when Prince died, and one of the stories that was going around was that he was the one, or Rocco, we might have even heard this out at the Prince Symposium, but that he was the person that people... Other stars were starstruck by.
Absolutely.
To meet him.
Prince.
And I would imagine it's the exact same thing for Beyonce.
Right.
You know, because they're just like kind of legend.
Right.
And you get, but that was
I
like,
think Prince even more.
Well.
Because he was.
Possibly. And you know, just because there are sexist men out there. So, yeah, Prince would be,
he's not as out there as Beyonce. Like, he didn't have an Insta and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? He was more private.
No, but that doesn't matter. People still, it doesn't matter at all.
Who do you want to meet?
I mean, I don't know. I want to meet everybody, you know? And
is
then
there
when
anyone
I meet
on
them,
your
I
hit
don't,
list?
I don't have anything to say.
Nothing.
I just want to tell them that they're beautiful and I love them.
Yeah.
You know, I keep it real simple in my world. I'm here for you to tell you you're hot, you're gorgeous, you're beautiful, and we love you, you know?
It's that easy.
No.
We're here to please.
Yeah,
we'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia.
Oh, we're
my
talking
talk.
To Neil Justin.
Yes,
now.
We are.
What are you watching? Well, if you don't know, we'll try and help you. Everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Well, it has been far too long since we talked to our friend Neil Justin, media critic at the Star Tribune, but we're glad you're with us today, Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
We are excellent. How are you?
That's so great.
Yeah.
I'm great.
Are you feeling free and vaccinated?
I'm feeling, I am. I'm getting out there and getting out to clubs and restaurants, and it's been too long.
I know.
It's so nice.
And Neil was in Vegas the weekend before we were in Vegas, so you had the same thought we did. Going to Vegas, baby.
Yeah, and it was crazy. It was like there was never been a pandemic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was there on a Saturday night. The other nights weren't too bad, but Saturday was nuts.
Yeah.
It was just like any other Saturday, which was great and a little frustrating. It doesn't take you long to get impatient again.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Yeah. I know it. Okay, well, so, Neil, I mean, one of the things I thought that I would be kind of happy about with the pandemic being over is now I'm not going to be so on top of all this TV because we've all watched so much television, you know, in the last year. In a way, everybody is just like, that's been our common thing. But now Casey and I are like, we're panicked. We're like, okay, is there going to be anything good? Will we even care? We kind of enjoyed some of the shows that we watched. So we do constantly need some suggestions. So I hope you can help us.
Absolutely. Even with summer coming up and the pandemic coming to an end, TV is still our friend, and we should still turn to it. And there's some terrific programs coming up. One that starts this weekend is a program called Sweet Tooth, which I really loved. It's on Netflix, and it's set in an apocalyptic future based on a pretty graphic comic book series. But the series is quite sweet. They took out a lot of the horror. It's not The Walking Dead. It's more in line of Stranger Things with a young boy who's half deer, half boy, searching for his searching for his mom across Colorado. And there's a lot of real great treats in it, but one of the most surprising is his father is played by Will Forte from Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
And he's really quite tender and moving. It's a terrific performance, and you'll see a different side of him. But I really liked it a lot, and that'll be on Netflix starting this weekend. That's a great one.
Okay, good.
I just love the name Sweet Tooth. Sweet it just Tooth. Makes you want to peek.
And I think that apocalyptic, like these stories, they have been very popular mm-hmm. in this time. It mm-hmm. almost like it's like, oh, this could be happening, but it's not, so we can enjoy it.
Yeah, and this one, it's a virus that knocks people out.
Okay.
So it hits even closer
okay.
to home. But
okay.
again, it's got some scary stuff in it, but it's not as graphic as, say, The Walking
okay.
Dead and some others. So I think even, you know, not super young people, but, you know, I think people 12 and older will enjoy it.
All
okay.
right.
All right. Let's see. Talk to us about Plan B, because I've seen trailers for it. And
this looks so good.
It does look really good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. You know, there's this great trend over the last few years, as you guys know, of comedies, kind of raunchy comedies that used to just be seen through boys' eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have this trend of those same kind of comedies, but seen through teenage girls' eyes.
I know.
I just love this.
You know, Booksmart is one of the more mm-hmm. famous ones. I really like Blockers, too, that came out a couple years ago. This is in that vein. It's directed by the actress Natalie Morales, and it's really good. It does have some raunch in it.
Good,
but because it's seen through a couple of girls, both minorities, it feels fresh. And I didn't, you know, guffaw loud at anything, but I was really taken by it. Just a quick plot. It's two young girls, one loses her virginity, kind of out of desperation more than anything else. And then they have to drive to Rapid City to try to get a Plan B pill.
Oh, yeah.
To a Planned Parenthood. And, of mm-hmm. course, wacky adventures ensue.
This sounds great.
It does.
You know, it's not going to get nominated for any Oscars, mm-hmm. but it's, I really enjoyed it. And I'm glad to see that trend continuing.
How do we watch that?
I believe that's
Hulu.
On Amazon.
Hulu.
Amazon or Hulu.
Hulu.
Okay. It's hard to keep track of everything.
I know. I'm reading your article. It's Hulu. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll fill in the blanks here for people.
And there's more Disney coming. Loki comes out next week, which I haven't seen yet. But is it Loki or Loki? I don't
know. I thought it was Loki.
The Marvel fans.
Loki.
Mm-hmm.
The Marvel fans will be very upset. And
yeah.
then, of course, Black Widow comes out, too, which I haven't seen that either. But so far, the Disney stuff has been pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't ruined the franchise yet. So, and I doubt this one will. From what I understand, this will be more of a comedy, more on the lines of, you know, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure than maybe the Avengers movie. So, should be interesting.
Okay, we want to know about Why Women Kill, the Mark Cherry. Is this like a first season of the show or a second season?
It's a second season.
Okay.
And this one, you know, I like Mark Cherry stuff, but he doesn't leave his wheelhouse. I mean, this is still a show about Desperate Housewives.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's set in the 40s in Hollywood. So the setting is different. And, of course, it's different characters. But, you know, you could sub any of the old characters from the old ABC series in here pretty nicely. So if you like that series and you miss it, this is a nice way to sort of get your Jones. Alison Tolman, who you might remember from Fargo.
Oh, she was so good.
Is back, and she's really good in this, too. There's not a lot of the big stars in it that you'll recognize, but you'll definitely recognize the characters. They are familiar. I kind of would like to see Mark Cherry do something else,
mm-hmm.
but you know what? He does this well. He knows what his strengths are, and he certainly plays to them in this series. So it's pretty good.
Okay.
What do you think, Neil, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Neil Justin from the Star Tribune. What do you think about David Spade being one of the hosts of Bachelor in Paradise?
I like David Spade. I think he's a good comic. He's quick. They're obviously, he's going to have some irreverent fun with it, which I think the franchise needs, especially the Bachelor in Paradise series. So I don't mind that. You know, I still have my problems with the series in general. But I've said my piece about that.
Yeah.
People know I'm not a big fan of it. But if you're going to do it, why not, you know, turn things up a little bit, and have a little fun with it. I think Spade will be fine. I think, people don't take that part of the franchise all that seriously. The real question will be when it's time for The Bachelor to come back. Will Chris Harrison be back? It seems more and more doubtful, but we'll see.
Yeah. It kind of does seem doubtful, but I think ABC is being very smart about how they're slowly doing all of this. And yeah, I think he's certainly not going to be back for the gal from Edina, Michelle Young. He's not going to host that season either, which follows Bachelor in Paradise. Right. In September, I don't think he'll be. He won't be back if he's back till 2022.
Yeah, you know, and let's see how long the franchise can last. I mean, the ratings aren't what they used to be, but they seem to find a way, whether they like it or not, to continue to get the spotlight shown on them.
They really do.
So
you get suckered into it.
Yeah. All right. I want to ask you about the show Panic that's on Amazon, because I don't know. That looks like that might be right up our alley, or at least mine.
I am drawing a blank. I know I've seen it. Let me think what it's about. The teens are stuck in a small Texas town. Yep. It's the Hunger Games. The actress, I can't think of her name, that plays the main character.
Olivia Wilde.
She kind of looks like Drew Barrymore. Yeah. I guess maybe younger viewers recognize her from some series. She's quite good. I mean, they once again sort of, I don't know if any of the writers actually grew up in a small town.
Okay.
Because they have their own thoughts. They have Hollywood thoughts about what a small town in Texas is rather than real thoughts. But it's got a lot of good action to it. Kind of a Lord of the Flies kind of a feeling to it. The games, the death-defying games they play are interesting. So if you like The Hunger Games, it's probably worth checking out.
Okay. Are you giving thumbs up? I know Julia Rocco and I have all given thumbs up to Hacks, the Joan Rivers.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, you like it on HBO
Max. It's great. You know, I'm glad Jean Smart, she plays kind of a Joan Rivers type comic, is getting some great attention. She was really good in Mare of Easttown. She's good in everything.
She really
has been for a long time. And I think this series kind of cements that she's one of the great TV actors, you know, a future TV Hall of Famer.
Yeah, for
this
sure.
This is kind of a different role for her. She's somebody who's not quite as likable as she usually is. She's an example of an actor, I think, who is finding richer roles as she gets older.
Mm-hmm. I love
that. Which didn't used to be the case for female actors. You either played grandma and that was it. She's proof that Hollywood is kind of changing that, especially on television.
Yeah, for sure.
This might be the best role she's ever had.
Incredible. And she steals Mare of Easttown every scene she's in.
Yeah, and I was really satisfied with the way that series ended last week. I won't give it away for people still catching
up. You were?
I was. It was so good. I wasn't sure. I've been thinking about it a lot because it was a little bit confusing, but when I watched how they led up to the finale, I was impressed how they did it. It sounds like you didn't like it.
No, we loved it.
We loved it.
Oh, you did.
And we're like, what are we going to talk about on Monday? HBO gives us a Sunday night series like nobody else ever does.
Yeah, they've been pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't loved them all, but
this
was a good one. Yeah. And I hope it means we'll see more of Kate Winslet on television.
So do I.
She hasn't done it very often, but when she does, she knocks it out of the park. It could have been a disappointing ending. What was the one with Nicole Kidman?
The Undoing.
Hugh Grant.
The Undoing. That at the end.
I hated the way that ended. Same. I felt kind of ripped off.
Yeah.
Same with Big Little Lies. And
the second one.
A bad ending can really put a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
This one ended right.
Yeah, I think so.
Really impressed.
I think so. Are you giving thumbs up to We Are Lady Parts? It's streaming on
Peacock. That looks good to me. That looks good.
I am. I loved it. You know, everybody's talking about Girls Forever, the Tina Fey new comedy about women of a certain age that reunite as a girl group. This is a little bit different. The characters are younger. They're all Muslim, and they're all female, and they form a punk band. And it deals with a lot of issues like religion and being a woman today. The music is terrific. The characters are different. There's no big stars that are going to lure you in. Mm-hmm. But this is a terrific British import. I really liked it a lot.
And that was called, if you're just joining us, We Are Lady Parts, and it's on Peacock.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on Peacock. I've been impressed with the shows that they've been picking up from England. Have been pretty good, and that's a great thing about one of the great things about these new streaming services. They're bringing us international programming that wasn't really available to us in the past, and this is a really good example of one that really works well.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. We're not going to go so long without talking with you. So we hope to talk to you in a few weeks, Neil. I'm sure you've been heartbroken.
Please do. And let me put in another plug. I think I did last time I watched it, Chad on TBS.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best series of the year.
Okay.
Chad. For sure. It is fantastic.
What is it about? Just tell us again real quick.
Oh. Nadeed Padre, who used to be on Saturday Night Live, plays a 15-year-old boy.
Oh, that's right.
Who wants to be desperately popular and has no idea how to do it. And if you like those kind of squeamish the comedies that we see a lot from England,
it's funny.
You're going to love this. I mean, the character can't do anything right and screws up in really funny ways. She's terrific. This is a home run.
All right. All right. We got to go, honey. Nice to talk to you. That's Neil Justin. You can follow him at Neil Justin Strib. I think I said it right.
Everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you got some good ideas talking with Neil Justin. I know you can see that link on the Star Tribune. We tweeted it.
He does the 10 best things to watch this week, and it's really we've been using
it.
And Chris Hewitt and Chris Meemsh. A lot of people in the variety section contribute to that.
Yeah, this was just a story about movies and TV.
Okay.
So it was really good.
It's we've used that. What is the top 10 things you should be watching this week?
Yeah.
A lot. So
my DVR is very full and very fluffy with shows.
I know it. Mine has The Discovery of Witches season 2 on it. Did you ever watch season 1? Discovery? That was one of our favorite books.
I can't remember, but I haven't watched one Pose.
It's with Matthew Goad. I haven't watched Pose. I haven't watched Zoe's Playlist. I have 11 of them.
On Nancy Drew, and apparently last night something explosive happened.
You know, it's kind of funny, the ones you...
But we've been busy now again. Like since we've been fully vaccinated, we've not let any grass grow under our feet.
No, absolutely not.
Or whatever the saying is.
Sure.
And I just have...
Or red ferns.
Or whatever. But I mean, I just I felt DVR pressure, Rocco, when I looked at all the shows in the bank.
I'm with you. I'm going to watch that We Are Lady Parts. That sounds...
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, I'm moving that up. But I mean, just the shows that I just watch without Casey.
Yeah.
So you know?
Those don't get as much attention.
They get very little attention. And because I keep putting off things maybe I should move all my sweaters
downstairs,
you know, switch my closet out. I have been putting that off for no good reason other than I don't want to do it.
It's not fun.
But
that's a very good reason.
Right. But then I would at least be able to watch a few shows while I'm doing that and being productive and, you know, catching up with Nancy Drew or Pose.
I'm behind.
Yeah. Pose, I think, was only a 7. The finale is this Sunday.
I've never watched that. Shannon loves
that show.
So does Shannon. She loves
that show.
I've never watched.
So good.
Everyone loves it. I just never have.
There's something bittersweet about, though, watching a show that you know is ending.
I can't stand it. All right, so thank you for bringing that up. Because Rebel. Okay.
Yes.
I was three behind, and I binged it.
I haven't watched it since we learned it's going up the air.
It's so good. It is so good, and it's driving me crazy to watch it when you know something's canceled.
Katie Segal has had any luck with her change.org. She was looking for a streaming service to pick up Rebel because mostly for the fact that
it's so good.
It's good, but we should have asked Neil about that. What is up with that? But that... You know, there is a renaissance, and we do want to see women in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, being living lives and doing cool stuff.
Right. And the characters are so good on Rebel. And it bugs me because, and I saw she did, because I think it might have been last Thursday night, I binged the three of them. And I was so mad that it's ending. And I'm like, I hate this when, you know, right after it starts that it's being canceled.
Yes, we don't like it.
No, because you don't want to watch it then, but I do like it so much, so I watched three in a row.
Lucky.
And it's such a good show, and I tweeted at her, Lori.
Oh, I love it, Julia.
She was doing some live tweeting or something, and I tweeted at her that we just love it. I hope it stays. I mean, I just love it.
Have you found anything?
Well, I found they did have some, they had 50,000 signatures to save Rebel, but I don't sense that it did anything.
Oh, it just bugs me.
Behind the scenes.
All the reviews were pretty good, right?
The reviews are excellent.
But ABC is, I feel like networks cancels shows quicker. Well, not true, because Netflix cancels them quick too. I don't know. I just don't like knowing mid-season.
Right. And who knows? They could be having talks behind the scenes with somebody at Hulu or Peacock or who knows, you know, because
there's so many rich characters.
There's a demand for content for sure, so I'm
and it has a woman lead versus a man lead in an older story.
No, it's just so great. Good. It's like, you know, like Neil was saying about Hacks, you know, we're having the Gene Smartisons. You know, it started with The Watchmen.
Huh? It's nice.
I like the Gene Smartisons.
It's good.
It's so good. And then I didn't think much. We've kind of made fun the first 2 weeks of Kathy Hilton joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But damn, if she is not the funny, flippin' weird energy that this season needs more than anything. Her drinking a race, she can't see, she can't hear. She's absolutely hysterical. She doesn't seem to care
about anything.
It is kind of, she's...
We needed her last night because I'm so sick of these conversations that they're having. Sutton looks so dumb, and I just...
Well, you know what I feel bad about, Julia, is that we get the first Housewives of Color, and because white people have such a hard time talking about race, all the women of color have to do the emotional... They have to do all the emotional labor for that, and so it's coinciding, but I'm glad it's happening. I'm glad the conversations are happening because, my God, people are dense. And
it's hard watching it.
Yeah.
Because he looks, you just think, wow.
Or you can say it's not hard watching it and say that would be hard to always be living like that.
Well, 100%, but it's hard watching.
But Kathy has brought us I mean, drinking a Red Bull, the newspaper can't see, putting the wrong drops in. I mean, anyway.
She's nutty and she doesn't care.
I bow to Bravo for that casting. I feel like it's just a pandemic thing. She just did it because there was nothing to do.
I would agree, Lori. Yeah.